Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
And it is time for Building Rural Wealth, and we have Milestone Financial with us this morning and Rachel Doerr. Rachel, how are you?
Good, Aaron. How are you?
I'm doing well. Nice to see you.
You too.
How was your weekend?
Pretty good. It was a nice long 4th of July weekend. Yours?
You got to enjoy that. Yeah,
yeah, it was right? Good. It was good.
Absolutely. So a lot of fun. The 4th is one of my favorite holidays.
Same.
I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. Ashley Franco. Mm-hmm. Ashley, how are you?
Good. And yourself?
How was your weekend?
It was really good. Watched the fireworks, had our first wedding anniversary, so things were good.
Is it really your first anniversary?
Time flies when you're having fun.
Oh, my
fun,
goodness.
So.
See? Wow. That's another reason to have a great weekend, Ashley.
Exactly,
very cool. So 150 million hot dogs were, they estimate, consumed on the 4th of July.
Oh, my goodness.
150 million. There you go.
Did you contribute to that at all?
I did not. I did not have a hot dog.
I didn't either.
I did have a couple burgers, but no hot dogs. So there you go. All right. It's a great weekend, but it's back at it now, right? I mean, a great weekend to celebrate all we have to celebrate, which is a lot, in my opinion.
Yes.
So absolutely. So what you should know about Roth conversions and how it could play your role into your role in retirement. So what are we talking about here?
Yeah, lots of people hear about Roth IRAs, A's, and though, hey, when you put money in, when you take it out, it's 100% tax-free, both your earnings as well as what you put in. But one of the nuances that is Roth conversions. So taking money from your pre-tax accounts and moving it over into your Roth account.
Okay.
So the idea behind this is you pay income tax on the amount you convert, and you're taking that pain during the interim year, but you're putting it into a place that's going to be tax-free for the rest of your life, as well as your beneficiaries' lives. So why does this matter? Why do we even want to consider it? It is figuring out, hey, you're getting potential tax-free withdrawals in retirement, and most people assume taxes are going to go up in the lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
That big, beautiful bill passed. So we may get some delays in the future, but that also means, hey, maybe it's a great time right now to do some conversions. It's really a hedge against future taxes and that potential that your taxes will go up in the future. It also provides that flexibility for future income and that tax diversification. So you can have investment diversification, but also tax diversification. And there's also those key distinctions versus contributing to a Roth IRA versus converting. So when you convert, there is no income limits, no age limits. Those are key distinctions versus contributing. And kind of a nuance to that is a lot of people will use what's called a backdoor Roth conversion to even contribute to a Roth if they earn too much income in their lifetime.
So if I have an age restriction or an income restriction for a Roth,
yes,
that doesn't necessarily apply for a conversion.
Exactly.
Oh, okay. All right. Important point. So very good. So when does it make sense? When should I think about it, Rachel? When's it right for me to do the conversion?
I mean, that's a good question. One thing to consider is if you have a temporary drop in your income in any given year, that's a good opportunity to consider Roth conversions, because if you have the drop in income, you're going to have a drop in income taxes as well. So that can be like in between jobs, early retirement, before your Social Security has kicked in. So those are good opportunities to think about doing a Roth conversion from a tax savings perspective. Also, before the required minimum distributions begin, those are the RMDs. Right now, the age is 73.
It will change to 75 if you're born after 1960.
Yes. Yep.
Oh.
And is subject to change. The sure. government keep, has changed
yeah,
it.
Always keep an eye on that change. And you don't want that to, you know, if you work with somebody that you trust with your investment and your taxes, then they're going to keep you abreast of those changes. So you don't have those surprise RMDs, required minimum distributions, coming. And then that's something that you can't necessarily control how much. And you're going to have to pay the taxes on that at that time.
Okay.
Yep.
So what about small business owners or people that are self-employed?
Yep. Well, you also have a little bit more insight onto kind of where you're going to be at tax-wise. And so it's, you know, if you're just a W-2 employee, your taxable income is what it is. And as self-employed, we know that sometimes that ebbs and flows. And when maybe we have a down year, that's a good opportunity to take advantage of some tax savings there.
Okay. All right. So consider that trade-off, paying taxes now, Ashley, as opposed to later. Talk to me what's my trade-off there.
So I like to take it into two scenarios. So factor one scenario, you're just in a traditional IRA. You take your distributions at RMD age. The taxes stay exactly the same versus, hey, you did a conversion. Now all your money is Roth and taxes, your investment returns the same. You're no better off. We're either better off or worse if you do the conversions later or earlier. If all other scenarios are the same, your taxes stay the same. But the key difference is that money is now 100% tax-free. And when your beneficiaries inherit it, it will also be tax-free to them. Okay. So you're making your money way more inheritable, depending on what your goals are. Some people, hey, want to leave their money on in the most efficient way possible. This is a great way to do it. And the biggest catch, so to speak, or downside to Roth conversions is, hey, you're paying income tax now on any of the amount you convert. So kind of that upfront cost can be a hurdle for people. And we'll say, okay, where are you going to get the money to pay for the taxes for this conversion? Are you going to take it more from your IRA to pay the IRS off? Or are you going to come up with that tax money from a non-qualified account, just money out of your savings and checking? And there's kind of pros and cons to both. One of the pros to taking it elsewhere is, hey, you're converting a smaller amount. So you're looking for that growth potential later. It has less of a hurdle to make friends. So your break-even point on when, hey, that Roth conversion makes the most sense long-term-wise ends up being a little bit shorter. Also, is if you're under 59 and a half and you convert and you take it from your pre-tax accounts, hey, that 10%, that money you take out will be subjected to a 10% penalty because you're taking it out before you're old enough. So we don't necessarily want to do that. So if you're under 59, hey, definitely plan to take it from another place, the money you're paying taxes on. Or another scenario is, hey, you don't have the money elsewhere to pay for it. You really want to do these conversions. If you're over 59 and a half, sometimes it does make sense to take out your IRA. It's usually the simplest option.
Okay.
The other big thing is when we're doing conversions, we got to be considerate of the other taxable income and how adding to your taxable income could affect your other type of taxes. Those could be like your Medicare premiums, that IRMA surcharge, or tax credits and deductions. With that big, beautiful bill that got passed, they have a lot of attributes that now have a phase-in and phase-out limit. So if you're going to take the auto deduction, hey, let's contribute and figure out, hey, where does your Roth conversion put you in? Does it put you over that? Can you take advantage of it? Can you not? So important reminder, taxes, there's no guarantee.
That's for sure.
They're going to change. So it's really taking a hedge against those future taxes and figuring out, hey, what am I willing to suffer today? What is that short-term pain today am I willing to take for the long-term gain?
Yeah. What's your pain threshold?
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah. But like you say, there's no way to know for sure what future taxes are going to be.
Exactly.
Higher or lower, there's no way to predict that. If you could predict that, I need to talk to that person. So let's have that conversation. Strategies to make conversions smarter. Rachel, tell me about this.
Yeah, well, one strategy is you can do partial conversions. Mm-hmm. You do not have to convert it all at once. And that's where you can sort of maybe, like Ashley was saying, hedge some of the tax benefits. We've got some new tax law changes for people 65 and over that, you know, that may open up a window for them to go ahead and make a partial conversion in the next coming years, because we know we're going to have that little extra tax deduction. And, you know, and Ashley mentioned it'll probably change after those next few years too, when those sunset. So you can kind of spread out that plan over the years and kind of minimize the tax burden in just one year, but still kind of plan for some of that tax-free growth and inheritance, like Ashley had mentioned. So really what we're looking at is the tax brackets you're in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to convert and have that Roth conversion be taxable, we want to fill that bucket, fill the bucket of the tax bracket that you're in, and not bump you up into the next, you know, percentage of taxes that you have to pay.
Okay.
Yeah. One other thing I kind of want to point out there, and this is kind of getting down into the weeds, is some people like to convert when the markets are down. So we'll convert the same number of shares when the market's up, but your dollar amount you're converting, which the IRS cares about, is lower. Mm-hmm. So then, hey, if you're holding good quality stuff, you think it's going to go back, you convert 100 shares, and then it gains 20%, maybe 30. Can't guarantee that. But
right.
Has wonderful performance. You're better off doing it when it's down. And that's kind of those little technical things where, hey, we know we're going to do some conversions. Let's do it in the most efficient, both tax-wise, but also investment-wise.
Okay. Markets are high right now, yeah. By the way. So,
All-time high.
Yeah. What about charitable giving, Rachel, with that?
Yeah. You can also use the Roth conversions as part of a charitable giving strategy. Also, you want to think about your income sources that you have outside of your retirement accounts. If you have a pension, Social Security, things like that. And there are some really great tax savings you can implement with your charitable giving. So that's something that we want to look at on both sides as well, from a tax savings perspective, and then also the value of those accounts that you're gifting.
Very good. Rachel Doerr with us and Ashley Franco from Milestone Financial, Building Rural Wealth, Fundamentals of Roth Conversions. What mistakes are there out there, the pitfalls that I might have to look for, Ashley?
Hopefully we convince, hey, this is a good thing, but there are mistakes. So one is converting too much in one year and spiking your tax liability. Doing your $1 million Roth conversion might not be in the best interest on your tax side. Your taxpayer might be like, oh, what were you doing? And key point with that is when you do a Roth conversion, there's no going back. It's one and done. So you can't say, oopsie, I meant to do $10,000 instead of $100,000. You can't go back. So we want people to be very adamant of what they want and how it's going to impact them, because there's no takes backsies.
Okay.
Another common mistake is forgetting how it might affect your other benefits, whether that's Medicare IRMA, your tax credits, or those phase-in, phase-out limits. We highly suggest working with your tax professional as well as your investment professional when you're thinking about doing these, because it is multi-coordination. And then not planning how to pay the tax bill. So you're going to convert $50,000. It's going to cost you about $10,000 in taxes, let's say. Not figuring out how you're going to pay for that $10,000. And then other key one, if you're in Iowa and you convert under age 55, you will owe state taxes as well as federal taxes.
Okay.
So, hey, that's maybe a layer we want to play in. Maybe wait till you're 56 and then convert, because then retirement income will no longer be state taxable.
Okay. So. All right. And coordinate with a professional. You mentioned that, but yes, talk to a professional.
Yes, and absolutely. It's good to look at it from both the investment side and the tax side. And, you know, working together, sometimes it makes sense to maybe convert more and pay a higher tax bill if you know, some of those situations in a certain year being income or extra tax deductions or, you know, mm-hmm. changes in milestone changes in your life. It may make sense to take a hit on the taxes, but it's better for your investments. And you can do that vice versa too, and take advantage of some good tax savings when that opportunity presents itself.
It's, again, I would point out, important to talk to a professional because there are a lot of implications.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Investment side, tax side, retirement. What? How does this impact Medicare? I mean, there's all those things to consider.
Mm-hmm. So, and we're just talking about the theory of it right now. There's some rules on how you actually do it too.
Okay.
So
talk to somebody that knows what they're talking about, so you don't want to create a problem for yourself or future generations, which this could definitely impact. So let's wrap this all up. What do we want to wrap up here, Ashley or Rachel?
Yeah, Roth conversions are just one tool in the toolbox. It's a way to limit your lifetime tax, both for you as well as for your beneficiaries. We really encourage listeners to kind of focus on their long-term tax planning strategy and retirement strategy, because a lot of tax professionals, good or bad, look at the current year or past years. They're not looking forward for you. And this is really forward-looking, long-term planning-wise.
All right. Very good. How can people get in touch if they want to get in touch?
Yeah. Our number is 712-623-5726. Always feel free to give us a call. We always offer a complimentary discovery meeting, hour of our time. Make sure we're a good fit for you and vice versa. Or if you want to just get a little bit more about us, you can visit our website at www.milestonefinancialgroup.com.
Very good. Nice to see you both.
Thank you for having us.
Make it a great day.
Daniel Miller, Caleb Roebuck, Marcus Taylor, and Ashley Franco are investment advisor representatives of, and security and advisory services are offered through USA Financial Securities, member FINRA SIPC, a registered investment advisor located at 6020 East Fulton Street, Ada, Michigan, 49301. Milestone Financial Group is not affiliated with USA Financial Securities. The strategies and concepts discussed are for educational purposes only and do not represent specific investment, tax, or estate planning advice. Investing carries an inherent element of risk, and there is no guarantee of financial success or specific investment results. Results may vary based on individual circumstances. It is in everyone's best interest to consult a tax, legal, or investment professional depending on their unique situations.
You asked for all the extreme internet performance at an all-